Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Lamorenzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the DJs, the people at Bus Summit, everybody else in between. Super Bowl 55, the countdown is on. So I'm here to encourage voting, all right? I know I got to get serious now. Nobody wants to hear about politics, but this is it's our right. People have died for your right to vote, so you must vote for the Super Bowl MVP, all right? The Super Bowl MVP. 20% of the MVP vote is actually determined by fans. I was totally unaware of this. And like I said, I'm not one of these losers that votes third. You know what another thing is, too, actually? Just I'm not one of these losers that votes 36 times. Sort of like a loser that'll be in our chat that'll leave and has 22 names and stuff. Dude, I get aggravated logging into my own accounts. I can't imagine being that sad pathetically enough and have nothing in your life that people have time to create new like accounts on something. Like, really? I don't even like logging into my own account. Like, yeah, and I'm like, oh God, this is taking too long. But you know, like in the NBA and this fan stuff online, they really should like have an IP check though. It's stupid if all you're allowed to vote up to 50 times, then you're kind of bastardizing it. You know what I'm saying? You're bastardizing it. Have like an IP block. You know what I mean? You can do it. It's funny how, like, you know what, the NBA can block you from watching a game, or they can block you from doing this, or you're geo-blocked if they want, or they're blackout games. But what, you can't, like, just say, listen, we're not going to make a mockery of this, but let's make a mockery of the Super Bowl MVP. They gave the power to the people, and we the people are stupid. So let's abuse our power that they gave us. Vote. I don't know, like, this is a lot like, this is like the virtual playoffs in the NBA last year. I don't know, I never saw how to get into that thing, and I'm a big fan. So I'm on the NFL website right now. I don't see, like, vote here. Like, how do you do this? Do you have to sign up, or what kind of operation are these guys running anyways? Probably what, you need my credit card number? All right, NFL, or Super Bowl, MVP, fan vote. Give me a link. I want to start voting now. Patrick Mahomes. I'm voting now. All right, here it is. Voting begins. Oh, yeah. Voting begins in the fourth quarter. NFL.com. Oh, I'll be there. I'll be there, Goodell. See you Sunday, Raj.
Since you were a little kid, you've always loved sports.
So have we.
One of us. One of us. One of us. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife, it's not your kids, it's not your neighbor, and it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
Late night anger management class. Whoa, Nelly. We've got a barn burner coming up on Sunday, Super Bowl 55. Speaking of barn burners, there's a lot of close NBA games tonight, and we took it on the chin earlier in the evening tonight. And, day late, dollar short with some of these props, but we ended strong as we were, the show began as the Boston and Golden State game was going down. But we took Jaylen Brown in game over 8.5 rebounds, winner. Draymond Green over 8.5 rebounds, in game winner. Jaylen Brown pregame over 5.5 rebounds, 5.5 rebounds, winner. Draymond Green over 5.5 rebounds, winner before the game. Edmonton Oilers minus 1.5 winner at plus 114. I couldn't believe that number. Jason Tatum over 25.5 points winner. Boston Celtics winner. Hey, that's nice. So we ended the night, and I'm not patting myself on the back. Like I said, dude, I was like 6-10 at one point tonight, right? So I needed to end strong, but we did. So we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7-0 to end the night tonight. That's nice. You know what? I'm a very streaky. I'm like Fred Van Fleet. I might go 7-0. I might go 0-7. All right. Fred Van Fleet goes off for 54. Let's bring in Andrew McInnes right now from Wager Talk TV. So McInnes, one of my wins here tonight was the Edmonton Oilers, and I was actually shocked to see I had so many basketball picks tonight. So I'm looking at the hockey. I'm on with Ken. We look and sorry, let's get to the late lines. And I'm like, man, the Oilers are plus money at minus 1.5. Really? Plus 114? I would have had like the Oilers. Like, I was shocked. You know what I mean? Listen, sometimes I lose and I think, oh, this is a bad number and I'm wrong. But tonight, like, dear God, Ottawa really is a play against team right now. McInnes, how you doing tonight? Did you cash in on Edmonton tonight?
Definitely. It's good to chat with you, Gabe. Doing pretty good. I hope you're doing good as well. And, people always talk about when you're laying the 1.5 to try and get some great plus money value, but isn't the goal just to win? I mean, whether it's plus 115, if they were minus 115 on the puck line, I would have taken it. You know, they're a bet against team. They're a cold team. They're a young team. I'm just happy to be making some money. You talk about being a streaky bettor. I'm happy to hear about those in-game bets you cash, Gabe. You know, for myself, I think I said on your show last week, I was off to a really bad start. And I'm not scared to admit it, you know. I'll tweet it out. I'll get there before the trolls get there. But now I'm really heating up. Things are going well in the NHL. And one more week of us talking and one more week of the Habs looking really good.
Well, listen, I've been betting a long time, as you know. And I can tell you it all evens out, right? And, like, if you're a handicapper, it's better for you. Because if you were hot, like, listen, dude, let's say you started off the season and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm 34-6 in the NHL. Yeah, how do you think your record's going to be in 2 months? You really think you were going to go like 118-10 this year? You know what I mean? Like, right? Like, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the end, you are like, you'll end up being what you are in the end. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, don't take it bad. I know you're out there. You know, the season's still young right now. I mean, we're not even 10 games in right now to the National Hockey League season. But good to see you getting on track here in the NHL. And for me, it's kind of the opposite in a sense, in that, and I'm more of a basketball bettor historically during the regular season, but I got into the hockey and I was doing well with it. And I was riding it, I was riding it, I was riding it. And I sort of hit a wall about 4 or 5 days ago. And I was like, I was wrong about that one. And like, you know what I mean? I was like, sorry, I was wrong there. And I haven't been losing a lot, but I found that the NHL card has been a little tricky. Like, long story short, because I've been betting 5, 6, 8 hockey picks a night with total sides, first period plays. The last two nights, I played like 3 games. Last night, I played 1 hockey game, Montreal-Vancouver under. I lost because I'm an idiot for doing that. Tonight, I lost with the under and the Blackhawk game, but then I laid the puck and a half with the Oilers. So I'm only 1-2 in my last 3 hockey plays.
I get it. You know, I started out the season and I was betting a lot of games. You know, I was like Morenci and Stewart on game time decisions, you know, just firing away. And sometimes you trust your knowledge, right? There's nothing wrong with trusting your knowledge, though, right? The problem is that it just really wasn't working out for me out the gate. And, you know, I was saying to someone yesterday, you look at yesterday's slate, Gabe, and I gave out just the Montreal Canadiens. I gave out just the Habs and I gave out the Houston Rockets. To the clients, right? And I'm kicking myself because I look at it, I'm like, I love the Canadians. You know, I love this team to win. I love that team to win. I like the over in the Flames game. I like the Lightning. But you can't really do that, right? You have to just look at it and look at what you played. And, you know, it's to me right now, I'm in that same mindset, whereas tonight I kept it pretty lower volume. But I'm happy to hear the other ones that I like are still doing well. I can't look back at it being like, well, I'm mad I didn't play it. It's more so, I'm happy it worked out the way I thought it would work out. But, you know, one thing interesting, though, Gabe, I wanted to mention with you and get your thoughts on this. We're settling in on the new divisions, and I know that it's kind of getting old talking about it. It is what it is, but it definitely has been a different handicap. It's been completely different, and, you know, it's funny because everybody's been going on about these trends of the team that lost bouncing back or the underdog winning the second game or something like that.
Yeah, but see, that's being tossed out the window now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know, like, last year and sometimes in the playoffs, I've seen you with certain picks, like in the playoffs for NBA especially, you know, riding a certain team. And right now, you look at the Montreal Canadiens, I don't think they really gave anybody a reason to go against them again here tonight. And you look at some spots here, like same thing with the Oilers and Senators. I know how bad the Senators are, but are you going to tell me that anything has really changed from a couple nights ago to now? And so that's kind of the way I'm looking right now, is kind of playing it a little bit easier and even playing some money line parlays. You know, I did a little bit of a round robin with 3 teams, you know, on Sunday night, and it worked out well. So it's definitely been a change. You know, there's not as much of a handicap strategy with the travel. Everything's just like an hour flight for every team besides the Canadian divisions. But, it's getting along pretty good. And the Stars and Blue Jackets, great example tonight. You know, Patrick Laine makes his debut for the Jackets. You know, the regular guys, like, oh, yeah, Jackets are a great defensive team. Laine making his debut. I trust the Stars a lot more than a team that still is, you know, not great. And then the Avalanche, you know, they're out without McKinnon. First game without McKinnon. A little bit of an overreaction to that from the public. And, you know, I still think the Avalanche are a great team without him.
Andrew McKinnis with us, Wager Talk TV. So, you know, the thing with the National Hockey League is that they are the same teams are playing each other all the time, basically over and over. And I think the lesson is don't overthink it. Earlier in the season, people were playing in the trends, the zigzag. Oh, the first game's going over, and then the second game, the team that lost the first game and it goes under. And yeah, I was 12-4 at one point early. Whatever. And things have started to settle in now. A bit where teams are just better than the other team. I mean, look, Montreal have played Vancouver now, guys, 5 times, all right, in the last week and a half. They've beaten them 4 of them. So it is what it is. It's like a playoff series. We're better than you. We beat you. It is what it is. Ottawa's just getting their ass handed to them by everybody right now. Is that suddenly going to change? But what got me, but that's what I'm saying, not to overthink. And look, I have literally bet on the Montreal Canadiens in every game this year. Until the last 2 nights, and it makes me sick that I didn't. I didn't bet against them, but Vancouver were playing better, and they played each other so often. I'm like, man, Vancouver are getting tired of losing to these guys. Vancouver played better hockey, but I should have known coming off that big win on Saturday against Winnipeg was asking a bit much. And so they lose, and then tonight I'm like, oh, man, are Montreal really going to win again? Sometimes when teams are going on a streak, McInnes, you'll know what I mean, you'll see it even in basketball or baseball. It's like, oh, yeah, the Reds are 7 in a row to the over. And then you're like, oh, man, I know, but it's 10 and it's 11 and a half tonight, and I don't want to jump in too late on this. And then a week later, it's like, oh, yeah, it's 14 and 1 to the over, and you didn't get in on it, right?
Exactly.
So I'm just,
exactly.
I'm pissed off I missed out on the Canadiens last two games. Because I lost, I had the Canadiens in both games against the Flames. I lost Saturday. I took the pedal off the metal, but we beat ourselves up as gamblers.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
McInnes on the other side, bring it.
You're listening to the home of the winning edge.
It's easy to get.
Just keep it here. Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Bon appetit.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, look! There's a big crowd. Welcome us back, even though we lost.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football? Let's see if you can catch a rock.
Late Night Anger, Max McClass. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenzi. I see our chat. It's Super Bowl week, but the talk of the NHL's got people fired up. Leaf fans taking offense to the joy. Leaf fans a little jealous seeing the Montreal Canadiens succeed like this. And I'll tell you that the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Montreal Canadiens are going to play each other to go to the semifinals, all right? It's going to come down to that. It's going to come down to that. Who's the better team? They're going to find out, right? They're going to find out. I personally think who has the better goalie? Well, Montreal has a better goalie. Who has more heart and grit? Montreal has more heart and grit. Toronto has more skill. I don't know, between the two teams, one of them hasn't won a playoff series since 2004. Think about that. The last time the Toronto Maple Leafs won a playoff series, McInnes, the New England Patriots are winning the Super Bowl. Perfect segue. They were winning the Super Bowl. God, am I good. Hold on. Barry Horowitz. Hold on. Barry Horowitz here. Just patted myself on the back. That's pretty crazy, though. The last time the Leafs won in the playoffs was the last time that someone repeated as Super Bowl champions. That's actually pretty nuts. But honestly, I think the Canadiens and Leafs in the playoffs would be a 7-game series and it might go to overtime. Like, you know what I mean? I think it would be that tight. I think it really would be. I think it would, you know, honestly, out of that division, which one of those Canadian teams is going to be able to do anything about that? Like, who's going to be able to stop Montreal and Toronto, like, from playing each other to get out of that, to get to the semis?
The only team I can think of right now would be the Calgary Flames. I pretty much look at it. I said this last week, but I pretty much look at it. There's such a drop-off with all these divisions, right? And I know it's going to change from week to week, so I'm not going to make some big statement on, you know, just this early in the season. But I would say right now it's the Canadiens, Maple Leafs, and then you've got the Flames, Oilers, and Jets in Tier 2, and then it's the Canucks and Senators in the bottom tier. Maybe even pop the Oilers in that third tier as well, and the Senators are in their own realm of their own. The Senators are an AHL team right now, let's be honest. But yeah, I'm right there with you, and I think that the chat right now is going to say it. I see some people already saying this, Gabe, and I'm going to come on here and talk about the Habs because they're doing so well, 7-1-2 with the record. But the difference is that right now the Leafs are still not having amazing games unless Austin Matthews is scoring the goals, unless William Nylander is scoring the goals. Right now, I bet you most Leafs fans can't even name some of the guys scoring for the Montreal Canadiens. That's the biggest difference. Obviously, Toffoli's playing well. Obviously, Anderson's playing well. But it's the guy that named Jake Evans on our fourth line that nobody's heard of that's scoring goals. It's Corey Perry on the third line making plays happen. So, call me a fan all you want, and people will call me that, but I think that's what really separates us. And also now, we're finding it out, Gabe, how big of an impact Jake Allen is in this team. We pretty much have two solid goaltenders. Carey Price is who he is, but I heard a great quote from someone the other day. They said, Jake Allen is an outstanding backup. He's not a starter. And that's really what it takes in this league right now. If you notice, look at Boston. They have Tuukka Rask and Jaroslav Halak. You look at Vegas with Marc-Andre Fleury and Robin Lehner. So right now the NHL has transitioned into a league where you have to have two great goaltenders. Jake Allen could start on several teams in the NHL, but he's an amazing backup right now for the Montreal Canadiens. And real quick, but you mentioned before the break about regretting not getting on a team. I'll tell you, on Saturday night, the Tampa Bay Lightning, there was an unbelievable 84% angle for them off a game where they scored two or less. They got shut out for the first time in 88 games. And I played them and they won 4-3, Gabe. And I was like, cool. All right, I'll take my money, grab them, right? Okay, cool. I'll take my money. And they just dominate the next two games. You know what I mean? They just barely scraped that one, by. And I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. I'll take my money. Same thing with the Habs. Last night, took my money on them, didn't go back on there tonight. And sometimes, like you said, you got to just not overthink it. What separates one game from the next? If you love the team a couple days ago, why shouldn't you at least like them a little bit that next game?
Well, there's scenarios and revenge spots. Look at Calgary. I get it. And that's why I did it again with Montreal. And I should have known better because Calgary had that team meeting and they were tired of getting, they weren't competing hard enough. Kachuk got nailed earlier in the week and nobody defended him. He was pissed off. And then on Saturday, in that game against Montreal, the second one, they're punching people in the face, they're running people over, and we should have known that. Yeah, they're going to beat Winnipeg after. So you're right. Sometimes that momentum carries over. You're exactly right. So Lee, you mentioned Tampa Bay. To me, McKinnis, you can correct me, but I think this is the biggest number we've had so far this year. -335. No one's been this big of a favorite yet this year. So Tampa Bay, guys, -335 against the Detroit Red Wings. The game is in Tampa, home of the Super Bowl. So a big week here. We got Tampa hosting Detroit. The Lightning are -116 on the puck line. I'm telling you, man, FanDuel have great hockey lines, man. I bet you I'll look at other places right now. I bet you it's more than -116 for the puck line. Are you comfortable? Listen, Detroit don't suck in the same sense Ottawa do, right? Detroit just aren't good. Ottawa are just a bunch of dudes, AHL players and kids and stuff. It's a difference. So Detroit actually do have a couple of players, but what do you make of this? Are you willing to lay a puck and a half here with the Lightning?
I'm willing to do it 100%. And like I said, I have no problem laying -115 with the situation like this. But I'll tell you, I'm looking at this total here at 5.5. We all know how bad Chicago has been, or at least how sloppy they can be and inconsistent. They put up 10 goals in two games, Gabe, against the Red Wings. What do we think the Bolts are going to do against them? And they have so many injuries right now. And I'm not saying we can always look at it and look at what other teams have done, but I think this is a good scenario to say, hey, look, the Red Wings lost 7-3 to Dallas. The Red Wings lost 6-2 to Chicago. Wait until a red-hot Tampa Bay team comes to town. After getting shut out to Carolina, they win 4-3 against Nashville. weren't even satisfied with that victory. Then the next game, which is the one I was just talking about, they win 5-2. They're feeling pretty good. They're going to score in bunches, but I'm telling you, something about it, and I don't know if it's the same kind of thing that you mentioned at the start of the year about just the hangover or the teams that went so deep, but they're allowing goals this year, at least against some quality teams. So I actually wouldn't be surprised here to see an over 5.5, whether it's a beatdown here for Tampa, whether Detroit hangs around, something like that. Also, for the people out there that aren't really comfortable laying a puck line, which I still do advise, you can lay the team total over 3.5 goals. Same thing as Chicago right now. Certain teams like that, they're giving up the opposition's team total. I do it in baseball all the time with teams like the Yankees. You're going to get crazy prices with them, and they're going to score. So grab that team total as well. I think it's a pretty good number. They're averaging close to 3.5 goals per game, and all those games aren't against the Red Wings.
Andrew McKinnis from Wager Talk TV, kicking with us, wagertalk.com. So we're talking about the Montreal Canadiens and how good they've been, yet let's be real. Partially why they are as good as they are because they're playing the schedule that they are right now. They're not playing against Boston all these times. They're not playing against Philadelphia. They're not playing against, some of their Eastern Conference opponents that, the American teams. So Boston, man, hell of a team. And I tell you what, the way that it plays out, it could be Boston and Montreal in the finals. Can you imagine that? How crazy that would be, the intensity? Montreal versus Boston. It could play out that way. So I'm thinking Montreal. I really do. I think it's going to be Montreal in the finals against either Vegas or Boston. And I don't know, maybe Vegas doesn't get there. So it's sort of open. But Boston are 6-1-2 on the season. Philadelphia 7-2 and 1 on the year. Both playing really good hockey so far this year. Big game here. Cool game in Philadelphia. What do you make of this one?
I'm not going to get in front of this this Boston Bruins team right now. I'm not going to go against them. It just seems like they just find a way to get it done. And teams like that, I'm not going to go against. They were making life a little bit tough on themselves. And all of a sudden, they just kind of found a way to get it together. Lost back-to-back games against, it was the Devils and the Islanders. Open up their season with a loser against the Tampa Bay Lightning. But look, I don't know how much you take into account because they still didn't look too great out the gate, but I kind of love the angle of when a team plays a horrible game and they end up, playing 20, 15 minutes maybe of solid hockey and still win the game. I'm talking about that last game against the Washington Capitals. You have to think that they're coming into this game thinking, hey, we're off a win, but can we really call that a win? And that's kind of what I look at. I'm not the biggest stats guy in the world. Look at situations like that. And I think Philadelphia, they're a team that's overachieved. I think they're a great team. They're well-rounded. They had a couple injuries. But I think that they've been involved in a couple games, Gabe, that they might not have deserved to win. And they've been closer than I'd like. And obviously, I know the price kind of dictates that here.
They didn't deserve to win.
But
they didn't deserve to win that series last year. In Montreal, we could say the same thing. Canadians would dominate them, and then they'd score on the power play and stuff. And it was like, oh, they'd get a cheap goal. It's a good point. You know what's interesting, too, Mick, is that Philadelphia are 7-2-0-1 on the season. And Carter Hart really hasn't been great. He's been pulled from games. He snapped after one of the games, right? Like, you're right. They haven't played great, but they've managed to win. Boston's definitely the better team, but you got to give Philadelphia credit. Vigneault's a good coach. Boston are just so damn consistent and well-coached and disciplined. So much leadership and character on that team. Boston have beaten them the last two times that they've played. 6-1. Actually played January the 23rd and the 21st already. Boston won both.
Back to
McKinnis.
Remember, you can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, satellite, or the internet. To make it any easier, we'd have to move in with you.
And nobody wants that.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
There are 24 hours in every day,
1,440 minutes,
86,400 seconds, and we still have trouble squeezing all this glorious
sports talk in.
Have you thought about maybe sleeping less?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Nobody wants to hear the nonsensical ravings of a loudmouth malcontent.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Moretti. All right, well, let's get into the Super Bowl. I was just getting McKinnis' pick. I said, you don't want to get in front of Boston. I would say, though, and I like the Montreal Canadiens before the year started. I said, you know, guys, this is their year. You can just sort of feel it. And they better take advantage of this. And I would not be saying that, oh, yeah, the Canadiens. Canadiens have had a lot of good hot starts in the past, and they fade. But the thing is, this is different. They're a different team. Also, Bergevin, who I've been critical of in the past, has done a great job, and I bet you the Canadiens will be active as well. The Canadiens are sort of in a win-now mode, and I think they get what I'm about to say here, is that, think about this, McKenzie. The Canadiens are good, but we're just talking about the Boston Bruins. Boston Bruins are better. Like, you know what I mean? Bruins have the same record and are proven. And, you know, the Bruins are badasses. The Philadelphia Flyers just beat the Canadiens in the playoffs last year. These Washington Capitals, looks like Ovechkin wants one more, and I wouldn't doubt him right now. You know what I mean? He partied so hard after winning that first cup in Washington that, you know, you figured it. Yeah, no, it's true. He was hungover for a year.
He did.
You figured it would be a little hangover. So now, you know, Washington are a damn good team. They're in the mix. There's all these teams that the Canadiens don't have to deal with, or the Leafs for that matter, that haven't won a cup since 1967. If you're a Canadian team, if you're the Leafs or the Canadiens, this is your shot. This is the shot. A team from Canada has not won the Stanley Cup since 1993, and the Canadiens are good, but if they were in a regular format, they'd have to play the Bruins, the Penguins, the Capitals, the Flyers, and they'd get, you know, there's no guarantee they'd win, right? Now, whatever, dude, you have to beat the Winnipeg Jets, all right? You beat the Jets, you know what I mean? You beat the Flames, and then boom, you're in the Stanley, you're in the semifinals. You beat the Leafs. Like, same with the Leafs. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? It's not this impossible thing where, like, oh, man. Like, look at the Leafs. The Leafs are good every year. They can't beat Boston. They play in the playoffs every year. They lose to Boston or Washington. Bang, you're gone. Bye-bye. Right? So there's no way in hell the Leafs would be able to run the table through the Eastern Conference. There's no way, you know, the Canadiens would have a better chance. And I think the Canadiens are better. But if you're Montreal or Toronto, this is the freaking year, man. One of you is going to get catapulted into the semifinals, McKinnis. And then you win one series and you're in the cup final. And from a betting perspective, it sets up a nice hedge as well. So the Canadiens or the Leafs, one of them are going to the semifinals, McKinnis.
Well, I just, you know, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, how are the Leafs plus 140 to win the division? That's what I don't understand. Obviously, they're a great team, but the, you know, you're right. And I think I heard you the other day saying about how it's not taking anything away from, you know, the Chiefs or the Buccaneers, but it's about how well you do in the regular season and the playoffs for the NFL. You don't really have that much of a pathway. It's to win a few games, and there you are in the big game. And I know it's kind of downplaying it, but it's the way you're saying it is the exact same thing here for the NHL right now. You've played these teams 9 or 10 times. You know if you're capable. You know if you're better than them or not, kind of thing, right? So, you know, I get what you're saying, and I've had buddies and I've had people online saying the same thing. Look, the Habs, their next series is against the Senators, right? So let's wait until they play the Flames. Let's wait until they play another game against a better formed Edmonton. Let's wait until they play another crazy game against the Leafs. But I'm right there with you. It's those top two teams, and it's their time to really make a difference. I will say, so I'm not just on record for bashing the Leafs completely all night long. I like what they're doing as far as mixing their lineup, Gabe, getting Wayne Simmonds up in the lineup, getting Zach Hyman up in the top line. This whole thing with the Leafs over the past couple of years, with the fact that they have to have every single top guy on the top couple lines and every single, you know, bottom guy in the bottom lines. I know it's kind of the way it sounds, top line and fourth line, but there's a reason why there's balance. There's a reason why you have certain people out there to play certain roles. I think that Austin Matthews needs a great two-way guy out there with him. I think Marner needs a Wayne Simmonds next to him, so if someone tries to take his head off, he can be there to drop the mitt with him. And I really, really do believe that's a huge factor. So if the Leafs play their cards right and get the lines right, they're going to be an amazing team. It's going to be a battle. Like you said, that game, that series will go seven between the Habs and the Leafs.
All right. I am Gabe Morenci, Sports Rage Late Night, Sirius XM, Channel 204, kicking it with Andrew McKinnis, Wager Talk TV. So let's get into the Super Bowl right now. How many props are you going to end up playing, or have you put any plays in yet? Do you have any props circled yet for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, Gabe, you know how when you used to go to a hockey game at the old Forum for Montreal, when they'd be doing the old-fashioned 50-50 draws when it wasn't electric, how they had that huge arm length of 50-50 tickets? That's me right now with my props. that's how many we have going right now. I mean, it's just it's a list, and I'm trying to cut it down. I'm not sure about you, but we've got a good amount going right now. One that I really like that I'm looking at here is
I was just going to say, the Montreal Canadiens didn't do that. Like, they're not a junior hockey team. They don't have the 50-50. They don't have the charity contest. But continue. Thank you. They don't do that. No.
Well, I figured you know what I'm talking about. I was trying to make a reference, but it's a long list either way. But Patrick Mahomes and his rushing yards. I'm looking at that. I think it's an advantage that they have. I think that everybody's talking about the rushing defense and the defensive line of Tampa Bay. I think it adds a whole new element, the fact that Patrick Mahomes is a mobile quarterback. I'm not worried about the injuries that we've heard from him. I think he'll be ready to go. He'll be very mobile. He'll be almost comfortable to leave the pocket. We've seen him almost be a better quarterback sometimes when he's on the go and when he escapes the pocket. That number is listed right now at 19.5 rushing yards, so I like that. I also like the interception prop. I like over 1.5 interceptions in this game. Another unique prop I'm looking at is under 1.5 yards for the longest touchdown of the game. Oh, yeah, shortest touchdown would be in this one. And I'm all over Travis Kelce in this one. I feel like he's a guy that Patrick Mahomes can really rely on. He knows where he's going to be always. He always comes back if Mahomes is in trouble. I'm looking at him to score a touchdown, but it's quite a bit of a price there. Looking at his receptions, not the yards. I think the yards could obviously hit as well, looking at his receptions. And then Leonard Fournette. If you look back, Gabe, the last time these two teams played, it was the Ronald Jones show. And now Leonard Fournette, his rushing yards is higher than Jones. He's taken over. He's looked really solid. He's spinning around out there like our guy Pascal Siakam. He's looking confident, and they trust him. So I really like Leonard Fournette for a rushing yard prop here for the Buccaneers. What are your thoughts on those?
Yeah, you know what? I like Leonard Fournette to have an impact in this game. I can live with the rushing yard prop. I think he's going to have he's going to be in play. Thing is, Ronald Jones is healthier now, right? So I think they're going to use the both of them. And I think the way to go here is with Fournette. Fournette receptions over. He's been targeted 17 times in the playoffs. All right. So the thing is, Kansas City are going to get in Brady's face. They've got a good pass rush. They're going to get in Brady's face. Brady likes to dump it off and get rid of it quickly. He's got 14 receptions, guys, Fournette, in the three playoff games. Been targeted 17 times. So he's had 4, 4, and 5 catches. And in that game earlier in week 12, he had three catches, Fournette, and Fournette really wasn't a factor then. He wasn't fitting in. He wasn't playing well. Fournette has sort of come alive in the playoffs here. But I think Ronald Jones is going to have an impact here. But I can't. I don't disagree with it. I think Fournette is very – because I do think Tampa are going to try to run the ball, bro. I think they're going to – I think they will try to run the ball a bit. You know, the question is, does Fournette get 48 yards or 46 yards? And then also, like, you know, 30 receiving or something. Maybe the total, the yards and the rushing yards and receiving yards combined could be worth a look too, McInnes, for Fournette.
I've gotten a lot more into those, Gabe. I wasn't the biggest fan of those because I kind of like to single out the handicap with either just rushing or receiving. But with a player like Fournette, I think that prop is pretty much designed for him. Or I guess the books probably don't like that it's designed for him, but he definitely classifies in that. So, Gabe, you mentioned the fact that you feel like they're going to run the ball. So I saw a number, I believe it was around minus 150. It could be a little bit off, up or down, but do you think that that minus 150 mark for Mahomes to have more passing yards than Brady is a fair price, too expensive, a cheap price? Like, what do you think about that as far as passing yards, Mahomes or Brady?
Yeah, it almost seems too obvious, doesn't it? It almost does in one of those deals, but I can live with it in a sense because, look, Tampa Bay only give up 80 yards a game on the ground, guys. Like, they're that damn good on the ground. No, I'm not saying the KC's going to quit and they're not going to try to run it all. They're going to mix it up, but let's be real. They've got Mahomes and they use them. And they've got Kelce and Hill, and that's what makes them so dangerous. They don't put up all these points for nothing just by running the ball all the time, right? So, yeah, I think that I like that bet. Look, I got a quarterback prop bet in. I played over 4.5 touchdown passes in the game combined. And it doesn't even have to be Brady and Mahomes. It could just be anybody, but you know what I'm saying? So it's not specifically Brady and Mahomes. It's just will there over under 4.5 touchdown passes. Minus 150.
Okay.
It was 160 and it came down 10 cents for whatever reason. I think because people think, oh, it's windy. It's windy. But, you know, how many yards do you think Brady's going to throw for? Like, probably 290, 300, you know what I mean? 300 or so. And then you look at Mahomes. Thing with Mahomes, guys, is Mahomes can throw for yards without even, like, trying. You know what I mean? He can hit, you know, he can do one of those little, like, dump-off sort of, you know, pitches to Hardman that counts as a pass. He can hit, he can strike with Hill, and Hill pops it. So it's hard to mess with his yardage. He threw for 325 against the Bills. I like the pick, McInnes. Like we said, sometimes let's not overthink. You know, it's a good point because when it comes to the Super Bowl too, a lot of people want to be cute and come in with some exotic prop and be the one. And, oh, I didn't hear about that one. And, oh, that's great and stuff. But,
yeah, exactly.
will it win? Or are you just being, you know, are you a hipster? And, yeah, it's a good talk. Will it win? Why overthink these things? We're talking about one of the greatest cornerbacks ever to play the game already in Mahomes, bro. I'm going to bet every Mahomes prop I can get my hands on, basically.
Well, I feel the same way about the Tyreek Hill. You know, somewhere around 92.5, 93.5. You want to tell me that the guy isn't going to get the ball in his hand? You want to tell me he's not going to get at least one bomb?
Well, last year in the Super Bowl, he got 106, and he really was shut out for the most part, and he did get that big bomb late. Look, he had 200 yards in the first quarter the first time that they played. Obviously, he's not going out. They're gonna contain that, but like you said, I already played it. I got it at 91.5 because I figured it would only go up, and I played Kelce over 97.5, and I haven't played their receptions yet. I played their yards. Kelce, I got turned off. That was up to 8.5, but one thing I'll tell you, McInnes, Kansas City are vulnerable against the tight end. Cameron Brate is the play. Cameron Brate over receptions is the play. They give up the fifth most receiving yards to tight ends. They've given up 10 touchdowns on the year to tight ends. I'm going to be playing Gronkowski and Brate plays. I've already got a Brate play in right now. All right, we'll wrap up with McInnes on the other side. The Late Night Anger Management Class. Don't forget, Jamie Eisenberg will join us later. Bring it.
You-
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network, doing our part to spread the winning edge nationwide.
Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your search is over.
You found it.
What you've been looking for.
The definitive culmination of the state of the art of sports talk.
This is the Winning Edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
What's the dumbest bet I ever heard of?
I disagree.
Late night anger management class. Couple more minutes with McKinnis here. Oh man, we got some late night cricket going on right now. Hardcore. Bangladesh taking on the West Indies. Bangladesh is up 91-2 right now, which sounds like a lot, but it might not be. I don't know, but they're minus 600 in match. I don't know if we have any cricket players amongst us, but cricket is like after soccer, the most viewed sport in the world, cricket. McKinnis kicking it with us. So you're talking about these Mahomes props. Do you think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the game? You're going to be laying the 3 points. You're taking the over, the under. How do you feel about the game itself, McKinnis? We've got about a minute and a half or two here.
I took a while to think about it, but I think that the Chiefs win the game. I'm more confident in the over. I think the Chiefs win the game. To be honest with you, Gabe, the only thing that was really holding me back was the whole Brady factor. You know, and there are some weapons on the Buccaneers, but the experience of being there last year, the talent they have for the Kansas City Chiefs, if they make one or two big defensive plays, they win this ball game. I know Brady's been going on about studying film, and we all know how great he's been, but that will not be the difference. Unless Mahomes somehow throws two or three interceptions, this game belongs to the Kansas City Chiefs. And as far as another prop I wanted to give out as well, it was Scotty Miller, one of them I forgot there, for the Buccaneers. It's still 20.5 for him. I feel like he'll be in part of the game plan. Scotty Miller over 20.5 as well. So Buccaneers, hate to say it, they're going to lose this game, but the over is my strongest play in this one.
The over. Scotty, you know what? Scotty Miller, I'm seeing player down to 14.5 right now, McKinnis. I see Scotty Miller, 14.5 receiving yards. 14.5 receiving yards for Scotty Miller right now, yeah.
I'm not saying he takes the receptions, Gabe, but he'll get the yards.
Yeah, well, it could just take one catch, right? That's the whole thing. It's not a lot at 14. That's the thing. Some of them move, and this is the time of the year, guys, where, you know, if you're a big prop player, there are different numbers in different books. Andrew McKinnis, Wager Talk. Follow him on Twitter, McKinnis Picks. Great stuff, McKinnis. Level 2 is done. Level 3 next. Bring it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.